Again, thank you for being a part of our ministry here at First Lutheran and participating in this Ash Wednesday service. When we began our service today, I said that, you know, there's a secret to happiness that the world does not necessarily grasp hold of, that I think the season of Lent very much highlights. It's a secret of happiness that the world doesn't understand because it doesn't immediately gratify our desire to be satisfied. Instead, it requires us to work towards something greater, to work towards something more powerful, something more important. And it is in this work that we are engaged in the season of Lent. Like I said, Soren Kierkegaard said, two of the greatest virtues that human beings can ever encounter or aspire to are repentance and regret. Now, we human beings, we don't like either of those words. First of all, it calls our judgment into question. It says to us that we've made bad decisions. We've done things that we shouldn't have done, or perhaps we failed to do things that we should have done. None of us like this to be pointed out about us. None of us like to hear that whatever it is that you're giving up for Lent, that thing that you have set aside during the season of Lent, perhaps it's a bad habit, something perhaps that you have taken up that you should be doing. The simple fact of the matter being, we should have been doing those things all year long. None of us like to have that pointed out. It makes us feel as though we are not the captains of our own ships. It makes us feel as though we are not in charge of our own lives. But of course, the reality of the fact is, we're not the captains of our own ships. We're not ultimate authorities in our own lives. Only God and God alone is. We are faulted. We are imperfect. We make bad choices. We make bad decisions. Sometimes in this life, we have to be reminded, and that is what the season of Lent does. It reminds us, but it reminds us in a very specific way. You see, if the season of Lent was about sort of beating ourselves up with bad things that had happened, that we had participated in or perhaps caused, that might make us feel guilty. It might make us feel ashamed, but it would not make us any better. It would not make us any changed. We might say to the whole world, look at me, I'm suffering all of this evil that I have chosen to take upon myself during the season of Lent. I've given up this, I've given up that, I've done this. But of course, Jesus tells us in the gospel passage today, we're not supposed to do that at all. Why not? Quite simply put, because there is no pathway to wholeness there. All that does is reinforce our notion that we're in charge of our lives, that we're bigger than the Word of God. Now, what Soren Kierkegaard was calling us to do in repentance and regret, he said works this way. He says they're twin virtues. Regret is something us human beings struggle with. We don't want to regret decisions that we've made, or we don't want to regret decisions that we made but did not follow through on. We don't want to feel regret because it makes us sad to look back. But what Kierkegaard says is, when we reflect on those things that we regret and do so humbly, not self-justifyingly, not angrily, not beating ourselves up with it, but when we reflect on those things honestly, on the things that we have regretted, it drives us from the past. It is a force that drives us away from that past. When we look back on our past and say, I regret having done this or that or the other thing, it pushes us away from that bad past because we don't want to repeat the past mistakes. We don't want to do over the things we feel regret for now. Kierkegaard says this force that pushes us away from the past is an important force. Because a person cannot be happy if they simply allow their past mistakes to become their present mistakes and eventually their future mistakes. when we reflect on the things that we've done wrong in the past and do so in the knowledge that on the cross, Jesus Christ forgave us of those things. Regret is not about feeling guilt in a way that we have to somehow bring about some right state with God to overcome our past. Regret is about looking back and saying, I see the damage those things did to me. And I don't want that to be a part of my life in the future. It drives us away from the past. Kierkegaard says, repentance is the opposite force. Repentance looks down the road. It looks into the future and says, who is the person I want to be? What is this newness of life that I am seeking to have? Because, of course, repent simply means to turn in a new direction and go away from the old that was wrong. When we repent, we turn. So what is it we want to turn to? What does this new life look like? What is this new us that we are being called by the Holy Spirit to embrace look like? And in repentance, that future that we hold in our hearts as a righteous future draws us towards it. And so Kierkegaard says, with the force of regret, pushing you away from the past, pushing you away from your mistakes, and with the force of repentance, pulling you towards the future that God is calling you to have. These two forces drive you down the road towards wholeness and holiness. I think this may be part of the secret of Danish happiness. The knowledge that we are forgiven of all that has happened to us in the past. We have a God that walks with us all the way into the future. And that in the presence of this past and this future, we are being given the opportunity to be pushed and to be pulled towards a new reality that is better, that is wholer, that is completer. And during the season of Lent, we take time to focus on the things that we regret and the things that we repent. And in focusing on these two things, we don't do so in the public eye, thrashing ourselves in public and saying, oh, woe is me, look at me, I am such a person who is suffering for the season of Lent. Why do we not do that? Because Lent is a celebration. It's a celebration of regret and repentance, because we celebrate these things because they pull us towards a happy, whole future. Because this is what God wants for his children. We cannot have these things of our own strength. We cannot have these things of our own volition. It's only by the power of Jesus Christ, love, grace, and mercy, that we're able to move forward. So I say to you all, this Lenten season, regret, repent, and celebrate. Because God has great plans in mind for you. Amen.